This episode is brought to you by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, get matched with up to three top selling agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Here's a popular topic from our Rock on the Money podcast. For the full episodes and more information, head on over to rockonthemoney.com. Hope you enjoy. So, hey, don't forget, check out the website, rockonthemoney.com. Everything's there. Links to subscribe to the podcast or listen to the podcast right there on the website. It looks like a great app right on your phone.
It is. I've listened to it right from the app from the website on my phone.
Yep, you can listen to it right there. Hey, what are we doing for our topic today?
Baby step number one.
Yes.
These are the baby steps from Dave Ramsey. So yes. Number one, saving $1,000 for an emergency fund.
Yeah, we're going to do the infamous baby steps for Dave Ramsey. And he created this years ago. So we're going to go over this. And just so you know why we're doing this, I'm a master financial coach under the Dave Ramsey program. So I'm certified from them. Actually took the course from Chris Hogan himself, Amanda.
Wow.
The millionaire guy,
mm-hmm.
Him and his gorgeous voice. He has that radio.
You know what's funny? Sometimes when I tune in to the program, like the first time it was Chris Hogan instead of Dave Ramsey, he was filling in. I was like, what happened to Dave's voice?
Oh, yeah, because he does fill in. They do that millionaire hour, whatever. Anyway, so now
like when Dave takes a vacation and suddenly it's like the Dave Ramsey show. And you're like, what happened to his voice? Is he ill? What's going on?
If he could teach all the courses I've taken in my life, I'd actually pay attention more. He has a great voice to him. Anyway,
I love his saying too, focused and not finished.
Focused and not, is that not me, Amanda?
Yeah.
Even before I knew him, I'm already working two jobs and retired. I'm focused and not finished.
Yeah.
I am actually working on my legacy, my family tree.
Well, let's dive in here.
Baby step one. We're going to go through all seven of the baby steps in detail. One baby step per the next episode. So we're going to start with number one. And we've talked about this subject before, Amanda, and earlier. This is going back like episode one or two or three. So saving $1,000 for an emergency fund. Before we do the emergency fund, we're going to stop. This is what people freak out about this part, Amanda. Stop. We are going to stop contributions to our 401k, our retirement funds at work.
Okay.
We are going to stop it. The reason why we're stopping that is we're going to knock this out as quick as possible. This is not something we're doing a couple of years. We're going to knock, we're going to go all in on this, which means there's going to be some pain. If you're going to drag this out, then, you know, your debt's going to be lingering and, you know, then you might as well do your contributions to 401k because you're not serious about this. But the reason why we're stopping all outflows is we want to pay off the debt as quickly as possible. In the history of Dave Ramsey, their initial baby step used to be going right to the debt. They found out that that did not work, Amanda, because things happen.
Yeah.
Even little things. So they added this step prior to paying off the debt because you need to have something in there just to get going. This is not your full emergency fund. This is just to get you started. Okay. So we're only requiring a $1,000 emergency fund. However, if you make under $25,000, Amanda, he only requires you to have $500. Now we've talked about how hard it is for some people to even come up with $1,000.
Right. And it can be it can seem impossible.
Yeah, it is. It's difficult, but you really need to have this, according to the program, get this in place. Okay. So the main point of all this is we don't want to delay you from getting out of debt. So some people are going to argue that having $1,000 is not a lot to have for an emergency fund. Like, I don't know, come up with some emergencies that could come up along the way.
Your car breaks down.
There you go.
You get a flat tire.
Flat tire, yeah. If you didn't buy it at Costco and you have to pay to get it done, what do they charge for a flat tire nowadays? $25, $50? If you didn't get the insurance? See, I go to Costco, so it's included in there.
Yeah. Or your dog gets sick and you have to go to the vet that you weren't expecting.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, it could be all kinds of crazy things. You could have a repair in your house. So,
I hate those.
Yeah. So before we do anything with the debt, we want to stop contributions to retirement and we're now going to fund this emergency fund. Okay. So, and this kind of gets into what
every time you say stop, I just think stop, collaborate and listen.
Yeah, that's it's almost like stop, drop and roll when I was a firefighter telling kids stop, drop and roll.
Yes. So we're going to stop. You're going to work on out with your family and then you're going to listen to what Craig has to say.
Yes, what I have to say. Now, you've also talked about this one subject before about budgeting. I can't remember what episode it is, but if you go back, you need to go through and create a real budget.
Yeah.
Right.
And we'll talk. We'll talk about budgets in greater detail. But yeah.
We'll get. I don't want to dwell on it too much with this baby step. But before you do this emergency fund, you really need to work on your budget in
detail.
That's
the collaborate part.
Right. You got to work with your spouse. You both need to be on board with this plan. Yeah. It does not.
Otherwise,
work.
You got dead weight.
If one spouse does not want to do it and one does, you need to. I know it sounds crazy. You need to seek counseling or get a coach or somebody to get you two together. Say, look, if you want to do this, you want to be out of debt, think about what it would be like to not send money out all the time. You actually have money to do things together with. You know, a lot of marriages have been saved by just doing getting out of debt and having money. I mean, think about
that. Because the number one thing that couples argue about is money. So if there isn't any money, the arguments are you know, exponentially longer, more frequent.
Yeah. You get to do vacations together and just enjoy life. I mean, just think about it. Anyway, so we won't dwell on this too much more, but the first step is the thousand. So if you have any questions or comments about the first baby step, please send it in to podcast@rockonthemoney.com. And we'll talk about it or come on Facebook.
What are some ideas on how people can come up with $1,000, though?
Well, now we're getting back to
the gigs. One of the persons earlier on the advice they give the 18-year-old is save even if you think you can't. So a lot of people think they can't save $1,000. What should they do?
Well, you have things called eBay or your favorite, your Facebook marketplace. There are a lot of things in your house. Actually, this is leading into paying off debt as well, Amanda. Actually, you might as well start thinking about this. Get a second job. Deliver pizzas if you have to. I know you may have to suck up your pride.
We talked about gigs a couple episodes ago.
You may have to suck up your pride. And if your neighbors see you delivering pizzas, hey, who cares what your neighbors think? You're the one that's on a mission to pay off your debt. To get started, start thinking about everything in your house that you have. Everybody has several thousand dollars worth of things in their house that they could sell right now.
Low-hanging fruit. Something you could sell or something you could stop spending money on immediately.
Right. You know, we're going to get into things that you may have to consider about selling to pay off debt. It's about cars and boats. We'll talk about that later. But I'm talking about little things you could throw on eBay that are just laying around.
Or, you know, any of our savvy savings segments are great places to start saving money so that you can put that money instead of spending on these other things. You can put it towards your $1,000 emergency fund.
Yeah, so check out our other episodes. We talk about groceries, like going to Aldi instead of Safeway. Things like that can cut your food bill down by 50% right there.
Yeah.
Don't go to a restaurant unless you plan on working there. Yeah, that's what Dave Ramsey says all the time. I want to see you in your restaurant unless you're working there. Yeah. Things like that. Just not going to restaurants or ordering even pizza. You know, buying a pizza at Domino's, you buy one or two pizzas at $30. That's insane nowadays.
Yeah.
You can make your own pizza for $5. Anyway, I mean, there's a lot of ideas. Just are you willing to do it or not?
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. If you find this podcast to be of value, please share it with a friend. Let them know about us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, that like button, wherever you're listening to the podcast. Let everybody else know that you love the podcast and help us spread the word. We're here for you. We're not charging anything for this. We're not selling anything. It's all for you. It's your community, and we're going to make this happen together. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you again next time right here at Rock on the Money. America's Rockland, USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.